time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Shelley Wright. She is the director of the Children's Justice and Family Support Center here in Carbon County. They have so many great things that they do throughout the year. We thought it would be nice to just kind of bring her in, talk about a kind of a year in review, and we want to spend some time and talk about the Christmas Tree Regalia, which has always been such a big success for them, and this year was no different. So we thought we'd bring her in and just kind of talk about the whole year and different things that they did throughout the year. Between flying kites and handing out school supplies and things like that, these guys try and take care of as many people in the area as they can. Shelley, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Dave.
So let's start off with, it sounds like it was a really good year for you guys out there.
It really was. Coming out of the, we're still in the pandemic, but coming out of the rough year of 2020, we really had a successful year. And when I mean by success, I mean that the community has just been so generous to the center. And when they're generous to the center, that means they're generous to the community, because a lot of the items that they bring and donate to the center, we are able to donate to families, children, and obviously use items, a lot of the items at the center. But it's also been a success in that we've just held strong, and we've been, I have great workers. They've been there. They've stuck together. They've been such a great team to work with. And it's just, and we've been able to serve families. And, we talked about some of the events that we've had, our back-to-school event, the Christmas Tree Regalia, the kite flying day, our Halloween event. We have seen more people in the community attend than we have in the last probably 5 years. And it has been amazing and so much fun.
It really has. And really, it starts all off, and that's kind of where we were going to talk about your first big event coming up next year. It really kind of starts in April with Child Abuse Awareness Month.
Yes, we kind of start off probably the end of March. We start posting items to our social media pages just to bring awareness to the community, let them know, hey, April's Child Abuse Awareness. Let's be aware of what's going on. It really does take a community and a village to raise our kids, and there's a lot of families out there that really just need some more support. So we want to open that up to the community. When it is Child Abuse Awareness Month, we plant pinwheels around the community just to reflect on, let's come up with different ways to care for our children and manage some of those very hard behaviors that sometimes stress us out as parents. And it's just our way to remind the community that we're there for them, especially in those stressful situations.
Most definitely. And that's really what you guys are all about. And then we moved from that. We went right into, it seemed like it was 2 weeks, but it was a few months. And then it was back to school. And you guys have that great back to school drive every year, and you give out school supplies and clothing and things like that. And that was a great turnout and a great event for you guys this year
as
well.
Yes, it really was. It was probably the biggest turnout that we've had. We're lucky to get maybe 10 families attend. I think we had at least 100 people there. It was probably the windiest day of the year, and we were trying to grill hamburgers and hot dogs, and it was so fun, and it was so crazy, and the wind was blowing, but we do need wind to fly those kites.
That's right. And that was the best part, is you've got to have wind to fly kites.
Yeah.
You just got to.
Yeah.
And it worked out perfectly. In fact, I remember you and I talking about the fact that the wind actually cooperated that one time that
it to. Exactly. It cooperated way too much, because I think I had grease in my hair and hair stuck to my face.
But that's okay. It's all right, right, that those things happen. And then you kind of moved into Halloween. You had your big kind of trunk or treat drive up Halloween out there, didn't you?
Yes, we did. And that was probably the biggest Halloween event we've ever had. We had served over 500 people. And we ran out of candy. We had different agencies and groups throughout the community that assisted. We had Head Start, we had the college, It was just awesome to have that extra support. They came and they decorated their cars, and it was just a really, really fun way to get out in the community. And then we found out that most of the Halloween events throughout the community were being held on Saturday, so we had no idea that ours was the only one that was on Friday, so we were just... It was just so much fun.
It's no wonder you were so busy.
Yeah, for sure.
And then the one that ended the year, and that was the one that we really wanted to spend some time talking about, the Christmas Tree Regalia. And it's, you know, you've moved it downtown now for the last 2 years. It's always been such a great event for you guys. And it's great because it gets the community out. They get to see these beautiful trees. They get to bid on them. And then at the end of the day, all the proceeds go to you guys.
Absolutely. 100%.
So let's spend some time and talk about how this year there were, and it just seemed like there were so many events that were tied into it this year as well, too.
Yeah, you know, our board has been very, very active in not just raising money for the center, but just making this a community event and just trying to involve families and children. And you know, and I, what better way to have it than on Main Street and then and have the support from the different businesses, Price City, allowing us to have Santa Claus at the City Hall. We had some Christmas caroling from the different schools. We held the tree lighting ceremony at the Peace Gardens, hot chocolate on Main Street. There was some food vendors on Main Street. It was just, it started the holiday season off perfect.
It really did. And then you kind of wrapped it all up with the parade on Thursday night.
Yep.
And your bids had to be in on Friday. And we don't have a total, but you guys did really, really well.
We really did.
That's just a big thank you to the community.
Absolutely. We had 58 trees. And so I think the last week before trees had to go up, I know Connie was like trying to find different businesses, you know, to put up trees and where we're going to put all the trees. And that is a success.
That's a good problem to have. Yes. And I think we would be, you know, we wouldn't be doing due service if we didn't take the time to thank Connie Hamilton.
Oh my goodness. Connie Hamilton, Angela Hamilton, and the other board members, they worked their little tails off. And, you know, they're still working their tails off. They're still finalizing items. There's so much that goes on with the Christmas shop. It's just a lot of work. They work their hearts out, and just kudos to the board.
Most definitely. Well, Shelley, thank you so much for taking out the time and kind of taking us back through the year that was. 2022 hopefully will be a better year. We keep saying that.
I hope so. And I just thought about something. You asked me about the back to school event, and I started talking to you about kites. Because Utah Family Month, but the back to school event, yes, it was a success, and it wouldn't be a success if we didn't have the support from the community.
And that's really, once again, that's what it's all about.
Yes.
It's what the community can give so that you guys can give back to the community.
Absolutely.
All right, Shelley, thank you so much once again for coming in today. We really appreciate it, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you, Dave, and we appreciate you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.